So it was nice to have it back anyway, after a couple of years of disappearing because of you-know-what. But I'm talking to Nick Bishop from the Wilmslow Running Festival. Nick, how are you, sir?
I'm very, very well, thanks, Darren. Just back from Kenya, working with some fantastic elite athletes in the sun. And I'm back to working with lots of talented athletes in the damp of the Greater Manchester, South Cheshire area.
Oh, fantastic. Before we go into the Wilmslow Running Festival, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing out in Kenya then. That's exciting.
It was fantastic. Well, I wrote 7 or 8 articles for British Athletics, and they were picked up on sports psychology relating to running. They were picked up by some Kenyan athletes, and I was invited over there. And as a coach myself, what better thing to do than go and immerse yourself with the greatest in the world? I mean, how humbling to be sat on the settee with a guy that's just run 58 minutes for a half marathon. Doesn't get much better, Darren.
Wow. Talking about 58 minutes for a half marathon, what was the times for the overall winner for the Wilmslow Running Festival back in, was it September we did it this year?
Yeah, September. Well, it's an interesting story. It was just a late 64 minutes. Now, the guy that won it, it was only his second half marathon, and he's only just picked up the distance from, say, to a half marathon from running on the track. And he went and became the first Briton home in the London Marathon shortly after the half marathon. So we're a good stepping stone, Darren.
Oh, wow. So, it is happening. So, we're back to doing it in March, are we, I take it?
We are. The date is March the 20th, back to our good old date. We've been doing that for nigh on 38 years, apart from the odd blip with COVID, etc.
Yep. So, do that date again for us, Nick. So, a date for the diary is
Sunday the 20th of March, and it all kicks off at 10 o'clock on King's Road, Wilmslow.
Fabulous, fabulous. Right, tell us about what people can expect, and if they want to take part, how does it all work, Nick?
Okay, well, we have 3 races. We have the famous now, the classic Wilmslow Half Marathon. Our fabulous sponsors are Waters for that. We have the Running Bear 10K, great sponsors, the fabulous running shop in Audley Edge. I think that's where you get all your gear from, Darren, before you grab your your sprightly run.
Yes, because I'm an avid runner, me.
And then we have the 2.5K fun run, which is in partnership with Hideout Youth Zone this year. It's a great event. And you can get all the details on the Wilmslow Running Festival website.
And people can run for a charity as well, can't they?
Or 100%. Yeah. Although we work with lots of charities, and we are actually a charity ourselves, Darren, it's up to anyone. They can run for who they wish. And that's the beauty of it. It's all about seeing people aspiring to be the best versions of themselves and making some money for great causes too.
And can we also just reiterate that this is not a highly competitive event? Because yes, there are some that do it personally to do personal best and all that kind of stuff. But if you are a new runner, you can still take part and doing it at your own pace. Yeah,
indeed, 100%. You know, we have. I mean, the course record is 61 minutes, so it's obviously pretty tasty. But yes, we have some very good runs at the front end, but all the way through the field, we have people running it for the first time, some returning because they love it so much. We're not class sensitive in terms of elitism, no.
Fantastic, Nick. It's really good to talk to you. Right, plug your website, the Running Festival, the Wilmslow Running Festival. Sorry, I got that wrong then. The Wilmslow Running Festival website and social media pages again for people to find out more and if they want to get ahead of the game and sign up early.
Absolutely, 100%. So all they need to do is log on to the website, www.wilmslowrunningfestival.org.uk.
Fabulous. Nick, thank you very much for your time.